egg wrestling, and thumb wrestling. With our friends and little brothers, we also played sports we invented. Frisbee butt water skiing, 360 spring hoop power dunk basketball, apple war, full contact volleyball, BB gun biathlon, running hatchet toss, demolition sledding, bicycle polo, midnight ice sailing, tree jumping, log tossing, daredevil stunt rope swinging, group brawling, tree chopping, tree burning, speed pizza eating. In fact, now that I think of it, most of the things we did we turned into a sport, a contest, a competition. Even if it was a race to get into the car to go to church, we competed to see who was fastest, strongest, best. So, in keeping with that spirit of competitive sports, here is a collection of the fastest, strongest, funniest, wildest, and best sports stories, all written exclusively for Guys Read. My son Jake, an amazing athlete and long-suffering receiver of lame sports books, once wisely explained to me that just because a guy likes to play sports doesn't mean he likes to read about them. That is so true. But there is something about a good sports story that is exactly like a good game. The good game and the good story both reveal character and truths bigger than the game or the story. And like any good sport, a good sports story depends on teamwork. It needs a writer willing to give his or her best and a reader willing to do the same. Take a look at any one of the stories in this collection. There is everything from football to friendship to baseball to fighting, and a lot more in between. This bunch of writers brought their best. Now show us what you've got. John Sheska. How I Won the World Series by Dan Gutman. The story I'm about to tell you is so amazing, so improbable, and so preposterous, you're going to think I must have made it up. But I swear, every word of it is true. This is not fiction. You may have heard that the Boston Red Sox lost the 1986 World Series to the New York Mets because a guy named Bill Buckner let a ground ball go through his legs. It's a lie. The truth is that the Red Sox lost that game because of me, Dan Gutman. I won the World Series that year. That's every kid's fantasy, isn't it? It sure was when I was a kid. You're standing there at home plate. The bases are loaded. Your team is 3 runs down in the bottom of the 9th. 7th and deciding game of the World Series. There are 2 outs, full count. It all comes down to 1 pitch. The crowd is going crazy. It's all up to you. And you hit a walk-off grand salami that wins it all. It didn't exactly happen that way, but I do feel that I was responsible for the outcome of the 1986 World Series. Let me explain. The story actually starts a bit earlier. Well, a lot earlier, back on January 5th, 1920. That was the day the Red Sox sold a 24-year-old kid named Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees. Up until that point, the Red Sox were the kings of baseball. They'd won 5 of the first 15 World Series. Ruth led them to the championship in 1916 and 1918. But after they sold him to the Yankees, the Red Sox would not win another World Series for the rest of the 20th century. And the Yankees, who had never won a World Series before Ruth arrived in New York, would go on to win 27 of them and become the most dominating team in baseball. The Red Sox were cursed, it was said, because they'd sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. It was called the Curse of the Bambino. It's not that Boston had lousy teams all those years. The Sox were usually close to first place, but they always seemed to choke at the end. Twice they lost one-game playoffs to decide the American League pennant, 1948 and 1978. Every time they made it to the World Series, 1946, 1967, and 1975, they lost Game 7. It's almost as if the ghost of Babe Ruth was watching over Boston all those years, making sure the Sox never won at all. What does any of this have to do with me winning the World Series? I'm getting to that. Be patient, will you? Okay. It was the night of Saturday, October 25th, 1986. I was not in Shea Stadium in New York City, where the World Series was taking place. I was at my brother-in-law's apartment in Princeton, New Jersey. That's how good I am. I didn't even have to be at the World Series to influence the outcome. It was Game 6. Boston won the first 2 games, and the New York